Kim Jong-il really doesn't care. The guy, well, you know, the best way of describing him, I guess, came to me from a former intelligence official who just looked at me and said, yeah, still crazy after all these years. Kim Jong-il is the absolute total ruler slash dictator, whatever you want to call him, of North Korea. I mean, this guy is called the dear leader in their vernacular, and according to their own official press, he was born in the sacred mountain, Mount Paektu in Korea.
Siberia. Was it in Siberia?
He was actually born in Siberia during the Second World War. His real name is Yuri Asenovich Kim. Of course, the official propaganda as spun to the people is that the gods delivered Kim to this sacred mountain in North Korea as the son of their revered older father, Kim Il-sung. And of course, Kim Il essentially led the North Koreans during their attack on South Korea, which took us through the Korean War, and all the way up through Kim taking over for his father in 1994.
Well, Kim, let's talk about him while we're on him right now. We'll get back to some of the missiles because they are hand in hand. Isn't he? He's a playboy type. The guy wears lifts in his shoes. He's got a phobia about his height. And, I mean, he's a very strange character who all of a sudden popped up to prominence, ran the military when he had no military experience, and then, of course, when Daddy died, took over the country, right?
Yeah, he's actually 5'2", no kidding. He wears 4-inch platform shoes, and, according to his personal chef who defected, you know, he's got a 10,000-bottle wine cellar. He likes blondes, especially Western European blondes. He collects Mazda RX-7 sports cars, which he drives around in his own personal highway.
He has his own highway.
Oh, yeah. And when I was talking with Park, he definitely went into detail that Kim stages these all-night banquets at which attendance for the government officials is mandatory, as well as heavy drinking is mandatory. This is one of those little things he picked up from Joe Stalin. He has a troupe of personal strippers for his own entertainment. We'll talk about lap dancing. And, he's reportedly sent his wife and children on a secret trip to Tokyo for a run at the Japanese Disneyland. He has a collection of over 20,000 videotapes. He's a Chicago Bulls fan. We do know this, because Madeleine Albright actually took him an autographed basketball.
All right, stay with us, Charles. We'll talk a little bit more about Kim Jong-il and some of his strange habits. Charles, let's get back into the mindset of Kim. How old is this guy? Do you know?
We're not quite sure. His official birthday is February 16th, 1941, but the records indicate that he is a little bit older than that. So basically, we figure he's around 62.
Is he insane?
I wouldn't say insane as much as this follows a typical pattern of the classic dictator kind of sun operation like Uday or Kusay for Saddam, Ceausescu in Romania, that kind of thing. He likes to be the absolute power slash dictator. He's grown up in a caretaken environment in a world that is essentially very impoverished. So he's not used to those kinds of things. I mean, the guy's a gourmet cook. Yet, he's starved to death over 2 million of his own people. So I wouldn't say insane as much as he just acts crazy because he's been driven to this point where he lives his life in his own little environment.
What is he capable of doing, Charles?
According to some of the high-ranking officials who have defected, such as Park Dap Dong, he is quite capable of launching a nuclear strike against South Korea and Japan, feels that it may very well be necessary and wants to restart the war. He is very well known for running a series of gulag camps where upwards to 4 million people have either been imprisoned or tortured, and we do know well over 1 million have been killed. You know, he rules with an iron fist. I mean, there is absolute, total dictatorship. He makes decisions personally. No one in the middle management or even upper management or bureaucracy makes a decision. It is done by Kim's personal whim. A real good example of the kind of mindset. He decided at one point that he wanted to start a film industry, so he had an actress and her director, former husband, kidnapped from South Korea, brought them to the North, and had them make films for him, including a monster film.
And then what did he do with them? Send them back?
No, they managed to escape. They'd endeared themselves with the dear leader to the point where they were actually allowed out of North Korea on a tour of some of the films in Eastern Europe and decided now's the time to bolt, to which they defected at back, so to speak, and then made their story known that they'd actually been kidnapped in the middle of the night. And this, of course, is a general theme that has been played out by the North Koreans under the command of Kim. He's ordered the kidnapping of Japanese civilians. That's one of the reasons why Japan has had a considerable amount of problem with the North. They discovered that people missing from some of the remote areas had actually been kidnapped by the North Koreans. A Japanese actress slash singer was kidnapped once by the North Koreans in an apparent attempt to satisfy Kim's sexual desires because he had the hots for her.